Rosemary, are you seeing any particular trends or patterns in hauntings, those you've investigated or the people you've talked with?
Yes, I have, George, and I think a lot of paranormal investigators are seeing this as definitely a rise in report of negative hauntings, people who feel that they've come under the influence of negative or demonic agents. And some of it, I think, may be due to just media influence and people being fascinated by dark and ugly things and then kind of projecting that onto something that happens. But I also think there's a good part of it that's genuine. And one of the reasons for that is I think we've had some very nasty portals ripped open in our time-space continuum here in our slice of the multiverse, where a lot of negative energy has come through, and it's very chaotic and very malevolent. Getting back to what we were talking about earlier, yes, I do think that there are negative forces that are very deliberately directed against us. And I think 9/11 created a very massive rip that enabled dark energy to pour into our material plane, and we're dealing with the fallout factor globally and individually.
Now, you talk about this rise in these negative patterns, and you talk about 9/11 and issues like that. I mean, how does the spirit world pick up on that, or do we create that?
I think it's a certainly we have a role in it. I don't think you can separate one or the other out. You have opportunistic entities who will seize opportunities, like fleas jumping on a dog.
Yeah.
And then we have conscious things that we do. Human beings make choices every day whether or not they're going to feed the forces of light or the forces of darkness. And we create some of those opportunities ourselves. Sometimes it's a buildup in our patterns, our collective thought patterns. It takes a long time for something to explode open. But certainly I think some of the tensions that we've had on the planet and the negative energy is expressed through greed and exploitation, religious warfare, racial warfare, all of these things can create openings. When you have massive violent events, I do think that those cause these rips that enable, you know, like floodwaters to come through. It's like the dikes breaking. And 9/11 was such a huge global shock that I think it has upset a balance, and we're dealing with this influx of chaotic negative energy that's feeding on itself and feeding on our own fear and feeding on our reactions to all of this. I think it's going to take us quite a while to get some equilibrium back. But meanwhile, part of that energy kind of it follows paths of least resistance, and we're seeing it now in just what I would call mundane hauntings, where more and more negative things are happening in hauntings as opposed to just benign presences.
Is there a difference between demons that were once alive, demons that were never alive? I mean, is that possible?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by once alive. You mean
as human beings, as people. Do they then become demons and those kinds of entities that, you know, haunt people until they die?
Well, I think that certainly spirits of the human dead can become demon-like if they retain that negativity as a dominant energy when they pass over. For example, in this Angela Webb house in New Jersey, we call it the Angela Webb house. It's a pseudonym because, you know, for privacy reasons, we can't use the real identities. One of these presences there that is accountable for a lot of the negative activity is demonic-like. And Carl says it's not a non-physical being, it's not a demon in a non-physical entity sense, but its behavior is so antagonistic and full of anger that it's demon-like. So the things that it does are like it would be in a non-physical demonic entity. So I think, yes, human beings are capable of embodying that kind of energy.
There was a picture floating around the internet of the 9/11 situation and the fires coming out of the towers, and one looked like a demon, looked like the devil's face, looked like something horrible. It's ironic you talk about how it may have torn open a portal. Yet when I saw that that face coming out of the fire, Rosemary, I really did think the evil behind this must be incredible to create that kind of an image.
I saw that photograph, too, and it was very chilling and creepy. Years ago, I used to think that a lot of those things were random patterns that we read something into, and human beings do have a tendency to want to see and hear order out of the natural environment. But more and more, as I've gotten into especially things like instrumental trance communication, which is the efforts to capture spirit images on film, and in computers and that sort of thing, I do believe that the spiritual realms use matrices of energy to leave imprints in our environment that we can recognize, and it's an indication of presence. It's a form of contact. So I'm thinking less and less these days that these things are random. I think they're purposeful.